Join us, if you dare, on an impossible journey as a near-death-defying experience awaits Dr. Strangelove and Mr. B. Both Mr. B's, that is. For they are currently hacking their way through acres and acres of impenetrable jungle looking for the key to pop. Will they find it? And what does it mean? Listen on.
Come on! Not so far to go now!
Oh, must we carry on like this? We've been trekking through this impenetrable jungle for what seems like an eon.
What's an eon?
To you, it's a very, very long time. A bit like listening to one of Dr. Strangelove's strange tales.
Not so, for I still have the yellowing ancient map I found hidden inside that smelly old milk bottle. See? I haven't lost it.
That's a matter of opinion.
Right. Now, according to the map, we should be, somewhere over the rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow?
Oh, great. I need to weigh a pie.
That was a joke, you silly peoples.
Ooh. So, where are we?
Lost.
I thought as much. You've never been much of a map reader, have you?
Oh, it's getting dark.
Not to worry, I have a torch. Oh, it's just gone out. The batteries must be dead.
Why did you come out without any spare batteries? That's most unlike you. You're usually prepared for anything.
Yep, I was in the Sprouts. Remember their motto? Eggnog nog, nog nog egg. And besides, I did bring spare batteries, but they appear to have gone too.
Well, where the heck did they disappear to?
I've no idea.
Oh, no! Don't say that you've eaten all my batteries.
Yum. Birches are my favourite food.
You do realise, Bryce, that now I'll have to charge you. Get it? Charge you?
Hey, look out!
They're shooting at us! Quickly! Behind this tree!
Why are they attacking us?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine. Say, those soldiers appear to be dressed like something out of World War I. Note the uniforms.
Oh, yes! Hey, you don't think, do you, that we've somehow travelled back in time?
Well, anything's possible with this series.
I want to go home. Got any more batteries?
Why is Mr. Bryce so obsessed with eating batteries?
You're asking me that when all around we're being shot at by soldiers from World War I. We're risking life and limb, obviously, with trying to hide in these bushes.
Why? Do you reckon we should move? You know, they may prefer a moving target.
Well, anywhere's better than here.
I wonder if them soldiers have any batteries.
Will you shut up about the batteries already? Ooh, that was a near miss.
Right, well, here's the thing. Why doesn't one of us create a diversion while the other two escapes?
Sounds like a plan. Who do you think should be the decoy?
Batteries. I must have batteries.
Hey, Bryce has just volunteered. Good man, Brycey.
You know, there's something very strange about that guy.
I know what you mean. He seems to be going off his head.
Ah! Gadzooks!
The soldiers have shot his head off.
Right, let's have a look at him. Good grief! It appears to me as though...
He's gonna need more than a few stitches to put him back together.
Bryce is a robot!
Well, I would never have guessed.
Well, that would explain his sudden fondness for batteries, that's for sure. But it still doesn't explain what those garden gnomes are doing standing over there.
Oh no, not gnomes again. Hey, there's an owl.
But it's not an owl. It's a dummy owl made of wicker. Mr. B, I have just come to the sudden conclusion that we three...
Two now.
Okay, we two have inadvertently stumbled into somebody's back garden.
What?
Yes, as strange as it may seem, I'm afraid it's true. Look, there's a house over there, and they appear to be having some kind of a party.
Hey, do you reckon we should gatecrash?
Well, I reckon that it is our duty to inform the householders that they have some pretty unusual ornaments in the garden. And I don't mean the gnomes.
Oh, you mean the World War I soldiers?
Yes! Now come along, Mr. B. It's getting very dark. We should knock on the front door with my best knocking knuckles. Ahem.
I hope they can give me a nightcap.
Why? Is your head freezing?
Yes?
Oh, hello.
Hello!
What yous want?
We were just wondering whether we could use your loo.
You seem nervous?
No, really I'm not. It's just that we've lost a friend recently. A good friend. A very good friend.
Well, he was someone we knew.
Yeah, and we got this map, see? Then he was trying to follow it. And we kind of ended up here, in your back garden.
Hey, come inside, both of you.
Oh, thanks.
Here, was he locking the door? Was he using so many locks?
Ah, relax, Mr. B. He's probably just security conscious.
Welcome to Ben House.
Are you Ben?
Yes, I am Ben, and this is my house.
Oh, you know, for a strange moment there, I thought that the house was called Ben.
Well, it is. This is Ben House.
So, you're called Ben and the house is called Ben?
Look, Ben, are you aware that in your garden there are soldiers from a bygone age doing battle on your lawn?
Why, yes, I am aware. I'm afraid that's the kind of problems you face every summer. World War I soldiers want to tremble in your undergrowth. Perhaps I should give it a bit of a trim. What do you think?
I think you're balmy.
Well, yes, well, balmy I may be, but I certainly know how to have fun. Yes, you two must join the party.
No! I think we'd best be going. See, we've lost a friend, see, and we think he may be in danger.
Away, man, nonsense. Here is your friend right here. Say hello, Brycey.
Hello, Brycey.
What the?
Brycey's alive. But how? He can't be. He's lying face down on the lawn without a head.
Nah, that was a robot.
A robot?
Yes, you know, a mechanical man.
Yes, I know what a robot is, for goodness sakes. I'm not dumb.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now then, gents, come on in. Come in and join the party. Yay!
May I just step outside for a smoke?
But you don't smoke.
Okay, that was a clever ruse to get me out of here, so it didn't work. I'll have to try something else.
You will have fun, or else...
Or else what?
Or else I fire this catapult at you. And it's loaded with particularly nasty pellets.
This guy's a complete loony.
You know, Mr. B, the Bryce is right.
Have fun, or else.
Okay, we'll have fun then.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so it seems that we're trapped in a small room with an absolutely barking mad lunatic who's forcing us to have fun at Catapult Point.
It seems like a typical day for us, then.
You know, what I don't get is, where did that robot duplicate of Bryce come from?
Yes, where did the robot come from?
From the same place as that yellowing map came from. Oh, and the spooky elephants wearing nappies.
And where's that?
Dr. Stratagem.
Who?
You know, he's my stalker.
What? Oh, no, you mean Dr. Stratagem is behind all of this? This madness. Has he taken the key to Pop?
Yes, I believe so. Why, just wait till I get my hands on him.
Will we ever find the key to Pop?
Oh, the key to Pop, you say?
Yes, do you know where it is?
Why, yes, I have it.
What? Give it to us.
No, you give us a dance first.
You want us to dance?
You shall dance for me, my little piggies, if you want to win a key to Pop.
Oh, okay then. Mr. B, Mr. Bryce, let's all do the boondoggle.
Oh, yes, okay.
What's a boondoggle?
Oh, just copy me, Bryce. You'll soon get the hang of it. Yes, it's a bit like dad dancing, but like as if you just wet your pants. See? I'm really doing it.
Yes, but are you having fun?
Oh, yes! We all are, aren't we, guys?
Yeah!
We are all having so much fun!
Stop just a minute. This isn't really working on the radio, is it?
Do we get the key to Pop now?
Yes! Give us the key!
Sure, you've given me a laugh. You can have it, free of charge.
Well, I certainly wasn't going to pay for it.
Wait, hang on a minute. I've got it somewhere in my trouser pocket. Hang on, just let me rummage round for a bit.
I hope he remembers what he's rummaging for.
Yes, here it is, I've got it. Here is the key to Pop.
At last.
Is it here?
Wait a second, that's not Mr. Pop.
No, you fool, that's not Mr. Pop, it's just the key. What do we do with it now?
Hang on just a minute. Yes, this key fits the lock on this cupboard here perfectly.
He's hiding in the cupboard.
Oh, great! We found him! Now we can all go home.
There! The cupboard door is open. What is all this?
It's just a load of old bottles.
Yes, I told you. That is the key to pop. What you've got there is a stock load of the finest bottles of cola, ginger beer and dandelion burdock.
You're a burdock if you think you're going to get away with this.
Oh, dear me. Oh, I've come over all faint. I must sit down on this sofa.
Hang on, there's something crawling out from down the back of the sofa.
Oh, yes! What could it be?
It can't be. Can it?
Can it be?
Hello.
To be continued.